This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. There have been more than 300,000 civilian gun deaths in the United States in the last 10 years. That's right up there with the number of military casualties in the nation's biggest wars. The country's Surgeon General says gun violence is a public health issue. In rural parts of New Mexico, many people use guns as tools in their daily lives.
This is my 12-gauge shotgun, and it's definitely the most versatile tool in the gun cabinet, and you could take anything from the smallest game all the way up to the largest game in North America down.
Billy Ogle shows me his collection of firearms on his property in Belen, where he and his wife keep goats, cows, and chickens.
They make blanks, and it can just be a noisemaker, which is mainly what I use it for at night when I hear coyotes come to the animals. But I've never actually shot any animal. Just use it for scare tactics.
That's not the only reason Ogle maintains an assortment of handguns and rifles.
The real reason I own guns is I think they're fun. I like to shoot them. I like the sport. Main thing I do is shoot holes and paper targets.
Ogle says even people selling guns privately should be required to conduct background checks, though he's not sure how a rule like that could be enforced. But a lot of people think background checks violate the Second Amendment of the Constitution. They argue those checks don't thwart criminals, but instead hinder people who intend to legally buy guns to defend themselves, their family, and their property.
New Mexico is one of the states with the least amount of gun regulation.
Jeffrey Swanson is a professor of psychiatry at Duke University. He visited Albuquerque recently as part of the Consortium for Risk-Based Firearm Policy.
New Mexico is interesting. It's about average in terms of its household gun possession rate, according to surveys. Let's just assume that people are telling the truth to a surveyor when they ask, do you have guns at home?
Swanson says 34 or 35% of New Mexicans say they have guns at home. In other states, that number can be closer to 50%. New Mexico does not have some federal gun restrictions on the books, and that means those rules aren't enforced here, like prohibiting people from buying guns who've been committed short-term to a mental institution involuntarily, or people under temporary domestic violence restraining orders.
But New Mexico is very high in its firearm-related fatality rate. A lot of that has to do with an elevated suicide rate.
The state's suicide by firearm death rate is almost twice the national average, and according to the CDC, 68%, little more than two-thirds, of New Mexico's gun deaths are suicide. Garen Wintemute is an emergency doctor in Sacramento, California.
Most people who die from gunshot wounds die where they are shot. As clinicians, we don't have a chance to save their lives.
He's also part of the panel of people who came down to talk about the real demographics of firearm fatalities.
Most gun deaths involve old white guys, not young men of color. Most gun deaths are suicides, not homicides.
That holds true for New Mexico, too. Wintemute says risk factors are things like a history of violence, alcohol abuse, or depression. That's why the consortium is suggesting that if people have two DWIs within 5 years, they should be prohibited from having guns for 5 years. The same would go for people convicted of misdemeanor crimes involving drugs. And for those who commit violent misdemeanors, that would be a 10-year gun prohibition. But the policy change at the top of Wintemute's wish list...
If I had to pick one, which is always not a smart idea, it would be to require a background check for every purchase of a firearm.
As things stand, if people don't purchase guns through a licensed retailer, there's no requirement for a background check in most cases.
The gun is untraceable. There's no record. There's no paperwork.
Wintemute says without universal background checks, even people who are already prohibited from buying guns can still get their hands on them, never mind the additional restrictions the group is proposing. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.